So, let's pretend you're Barack Hussein Obama and pretend that it's 2015 and you're thinking about how easy it's going to be to hand off all your stuff to Hillary Clinton, your dear friend. And then you hear some people talking in the back room about this upstart fellow with orange hair that might have a chance. Well, you go ahead and you tell all your broadcast friends to tell everybody that he doesn't have a chance. That might get rid of him. But it doesn't help the little thing in the pit of your stomach that says this guy has a chance and he might even get elected. Well, it's 2016 now. And the election is at the end of 2016. So you better start thinking about some stuff, some insurance policies, possibly. And you've already unmasked all the NSA intercept data. You've already done that. You've already cleared the way for anybody who's anybody can see a U.S. citizen that's talking to a foreign entity. And once you've unmasked that person, then that clears the way to intercept any of their friends. So you've already done that. Now there's one more thing. You call James Clapper into your office and you say, "Hey Jim, I'll tell you what. Let's share this NSA intercept data with all of the 16 intelligence agencies and just make it available to everybody. In fact, we'll even make it available to MI5 and MI6 over in UK and maybe a few other foreign people. Let's get everybody in on this classified information." "Yes, sir, we'll do that." That was about February of 2016. Well, in June of 2016, they decided they better get serious. They have all these tools. They have the unmasking and they have the data sharing going on. Now they better start collecting some data. So the FBI, thanks to James Comey, opens up Crossfire Hurricane, a counterintelligence operation directed clearly to get Mr. Trump in trouble. Hired 40 plus attorneys and so on and so forth. Well, turns out it didn't work. The Crossfire Hurricane didn't work. Impeachments didn't work. Sex scandals didn't work. All kinds of things. Income tax evasion didn't work. Nothing worked. Trump was still the president. And now you got a problem because now it's 2019 and you're going to need to figure out how you're going to make sure that Donald loses the November election. It's still over a year away. So you got time. So what are you going to do? You got friends, you got Soros, Stiers, and Zuckerberg, and you got other friends like Bloomberg and Bezos and a few others. Got a bunch of friends and they're all rich. So you sky's the limit. So let's see, what do you figure out to do? You say, "I'm gonna destroy Trump's economy. That's what I'm gonna do." Because we can't have it up and running when the election is occurring. We've got to get rid of that economy. We've got to make it look really bad. Then our guy can come in and say he's going to fix it. How are we going to do that? All right, let's have a bug unleashed from the Wuhan labs. We can contact our good buddies over in the CCP in China, and we'll arrange for that little guy to be administered to the world, and it'll look very innocent, and we'll all get sick, and we'll have everybody stay in their house, and their businesses will crash, and it'll all go good. It's a good idea. Let's get the CCP to go along with us on this, and have a shipment of sick people leaving China, going over to Europe. There's a big place in Italy where a lot of Chinese communist people have different businesses. We'll send a shipment over there, and we'll send some shipments to the United States, and we'll get everybody sick, and the businesses will close up, and then we'll have an election, and our guy will win. Well, what if? What if that doesn't work? And we're going to do that. We already got an agreement with the CCP. They said, fine, they're going to do that. What if that doesn't work? Well, hey, let's shave off some of the election, presidential election data. Let's just shave it off a little bit off of Trump's, and add a little bit onto our guy. And there's a Dominion voting systems that are bragging about how they can do that. They've done it in Venezuela. They've done it in other South American countries. They've done it even in Europe. They're really good at it. They can make it look honest, make it look legitimate. They can just shave off little two-thirds of a point here or one-third of a point here, and it looks like, you know, the good guy lost legitimately. They can make that happen. But it costs a lot of money, and they're going to want a lot of money. So they want to have their machines in all the voting areas of the whole country. That's big bucks. Well, guess what? The CCP is going to help with that. They give big bucks to the different governors to help them pay for this thing. This is great. People like Bloomberg, and man, they've got so much money they don't know what to do with, and their only one objective is to get rid of Trump. So they're willing to pony up whatever they have to. Dominion's in. They've got people in Germany and Hamburg, and they have people in the UK. They even have the CIA involved in setting up the system, using satellites and everything. Got a pretty good thing going here. Well, so if the darn virus didn't work, the algorithmic shift will work. That'll do it. But what if people get wise? What if people start saying there's been some fraud here? Well, we just make sure the national media cancels any suggestion. We'll call them unpatriotic. We'll call them trying to destroy democracy. And that involves our good friends at NBC, ABC, CBS. They'll pony up. No problem there. But what if all these Trump followers, like on Twitter, they start figuring out what we're doing and start figuring out the big picture? No problem. We'll censor them. Censor anybody that says anything we don't like. Anything that goes against the narrative is censored. And if there's something that is said that they can't censor and it comes blaringly out, we fact find it. We find somebody else that said something different, and we'll fact find it and put warnings on it. We'll do that throughout social media. That's a good plan. That's a really good plan. I think we're going to win this election. Let's do it.